Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Actress and producer Lindsay Lohan appears in a new television commercial and social media campaign urging tea drinkers to take a break at work. The commercial, financed by the Pepsi Lipton Tea Partnership, features Pure Leaf, the top-selling ready-to-drink tea brand in the U.S. The Minute Plus spot is the first national multi-million dollar tea advertising campaign since the pandemic. The Pure Leaf brand also launched a U.S.-only coupon giveaway of a free bottle to enjoy on workers' next tea break. Text 737-377-3774 between June 27th and July 25th to receive a bottle, or visit pureleaf.com/teabreak. In the commercial, Lohan, who has starred in several Netflix original films in the past few years, and is currently filming Freaky Friday 2 with Jamie Lee Curtis, asks, quote, "When was the last time you took a break? I mean a real break. It's like we forgot breaks even exist." Standing on an office coffee table, she shouts, quote, "It's time for a tea break. We all deserve a moment to recharge and revitalize ourselves." Soon the office staff is headed out the door chanting, tea break, and chugging Pure Leaf. Edelman made the humorous 90-second spot, supported by research that reveals, quote, 3 in 5 workers struggle to take tea breaks during the workday, and more than half of workers feel too busy or interrupted by work to take a refreshing break. Nearly 2/3 of the 1,010 full-time workers surveyed feel mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. However, 63% of workers surveyed noted that when they take quality breaks, they return recharged for what's next. Pure Leaf sales exceeded $985 million in mass marketing convenience outlets in 2023, compared to competitors Arizona, $956 million, and Lipton's $561 million. Globally, the RTD market is forecast to increase by $27.7 billion, a 25% growth rate from 2024 to an estimated $138 billion in 2028. An accompanying press release explains, quote, "The Pure Leaf Tea Break campaign encourages workers to challenge today's hustle culture with a centuries-old workplace ritual, a quality tea break. And the first bottle is Pure Leaf Tea." Lindsay said, quote, "We owe it to ourselves to take a moment each day to pause, recharge, and revitalize. I'm proud to partner with Pure Leaf to promote the importance of taking a daily tea break, because no matter what you do, we all deserve the time to reset and refresh. For me, prioritizing breaks is essential for all the roles I juggle, allowing me to return stronger and more restored," end quote. Pure Leaf and Mindshare partners are providing tips for making the most of work breaks and posting examples of away on break messages online. Quote, "To support the cultural shift towards better breaks at an organizational level, Pure Leaf is also launching the Pure Leaf Tea Break Grant Program in partnership with Mindshare Partners. This initiative will provide funding for small businesses and nonprofits to implement break initiatives aimed at promoting employee revitalization," end quote, according to the release. Julie Rahal-Pierre, General Manager and Vice President of Pepsi Lipton Partnership North America, says, quote, "At Pure Leaf, we are intentional about how we craft our delicious real brewed iced teas so you can feel refreshed and revitalized. We know many people are not taking enough quality breaks during the workday, so we're launching the Pure Leaf Tea Break to remind people that a moment to reset is very important. Revitalization is just a sip away with our delicious iced teas from a few high-quality, simple ingredients and naturally occurring caffeine from our tea leaves." End quote. The Red Sea skirmishes, a significant factor in the ongoing shipping crisis, have increased sinkings, indicating that the crisis is far from over. A surge in global freight rates reaching over $4,200 per 40-foot container in May 2024, the highest on record, has put a significant financial strain on tea exports and other goods since October 2023. Tea exports are currently at their peak following the spring harvest. India's peak is from April through June, Sri Lanka's is from May through August, and Kenya's is from January to June. Demand for tea in Europe is slack, which has helped avoid a serious shortage of tea imports, but the added cost of landing tea from Africa, South Asia, and the Far East cannot be ignored. One German-based retailer told TBiz that they are shipping tea by rail from China, which is faster and cheaper than shipping tea around Africa. Since the beginning of the year, the Drewry Composite Container Index has averaged $3,579 per 40-foot container. That's $831 higher than the 10-year average. Containers are in short supply and out of place because the ships are not transporting empties. The cost of shipping tea from China to the U.S. ports has also increased by 69% from April through May. The Houthis have launched 50 missile and drone attacks since October, killing four. In the latest, the Yemen-based Iran-backed militants used explosive-laden drone boats to slow or disable large vessels that are then targeted by ballistic missiles. A so-called double tap on June 19th destroyed the MV Tudor, a bulk carrier. Two more successful missile attacks followed, disabling another bulk carrier. The Houthis sank their first ship in March. Fuel and insurance costs have also increased due to higher risk and because ships spend more days at sea. Lloyd's of London reports a 1.1 billion British pound expense associated with underwriting unrecoverable planes and cargo in Ukraine since the onset of the war. Only 4% of war claims have been processed. Egyptian authorities say revenue plummeted by several hundred million dollars due to the Red Sea skirmishes. According to Egypt's Minister of Finance, traffic through the Suez Canal declined by 64% in May, lowering revenue to $334 million, more than 50% lower year over year. Losses in late 2023 amounted to $150 million. Only 1,111 ships have traversed the canal in May, compared to 2,390 ships in May 2023. Tonnage is down 68% to 45 million tons. About 15% of trade by volume normally transits the canal annually. The canal is the shortest maritime route between Europe and Asia. According to the International Monetary Fund, ship traffic transiting the Cape of Good Hope has surged 74% above 2023 levels, a drought that limits the capacity of ships transiting the Panama Canal, where trade volume is down 32% compared to 2023, further complicates the situation for shippers. Researchers at the Tea Research Institute of the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences report finding a gene that could transform the tea industry's approach to mechanical harvesting. An estimated 70% of the world's tea is now sheared or mechanically plucked, but in most instances, the leaves gathered are damaged, yielding a relatively small percentage of, quote, perfectly plucked two leaves and a bud. Instead of snipping whole leaves at their base, leaves on stems that bend or droop are cut into smaller pieces that are later discarded during the sorting process. The study identified the CSEXL3 gene and gene regulator CSBES1.2 as the source of weak stems. Their findings, first published in the peer-reviewed journal Horticulture Research, could improve harvesting by minimizing leaf damage, leading to better-tasting tea. Planters turned to mechanical harvesters to reduce labor expense and improve efficiency by increasing the number of rounds while lowering costs per round. One of the lead researchers, Dr. Zhidan Chen, writes that the discovery of the gene and its regulatory pathway, quote, offers a promising genetic target for breeding tea plants better suited for mechanical harvesting, potentially revolutionizing the tea industry, end quote. Business Insight. In 1952, agronomist Norman Borlaug learned of the sturdy stems of dwarf wheat in Japan. For his experiments, he obtained seeds with a stem-strengthening gene. Working with a USDA plant breeder at Washington State University, he developed disease-resistant plants that yielded more wheat per acre than any known cultivar. The wheat was first planted in Mexico, and by 1956, Mexico was producing enough wheat to be self-sufficient. Borlaug's cultivars, which produced 14 times more wheat than previous cultivars, were introduced worldwide, averting famine and saving an estimated 1 billion lives, including several million people in India's Great Famine. Borlaug would earn a Nobel Prize and become known as the father of the Green Revolution.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.